Hello, welcome to the English Now Shopping Radio and Television Station. Dear listeners, this afternoon, Mr. Lê Quang Mạnh, a member of the Party Central Committee, cum Secretary of Kanta City Party Committee, who is also head of the City National Assembly Deputies Delegation, and city leaders have just chaired the September regular meeting of the State Committee of Kanta City Party Committee. In September, the City Party Committee, Standing Committee of the City, and Party Committees at all levels focus on implementing and organizing the implementation of the party's guidelines and resolutions, institutionalizing them into resolutions, regulations, programs, and plans, creating an important political basis and orienting the construction and development of a city in the new context. That is some key information that has been raised, and the meeting also outlined some key tasks in the coming term. This morning, the National Assembly Deputies Delegation of Kanta City came to contact voters in Kadar District and Tupnok District. Deputies informed voters of the proposed agenda of the 4th session of 15th annual report on activities of the City's National Assembly Delegation from the 3rd session, the 15th annual, to the present. On this occasion, voters of communes and towns had many recommendations and suggestions to the government, ministry and central agencies to have solutions to stabilize the prices of agricultural materials and petrol prices to ensure the rights and interests of consumers, especially farmers, expand domestic and foreign markets, find stable outputs for agricultural products, soon propose the planning of production areas in the city, and build warehouse for enterprises to purchase and reserve fruits after harvest. Voters also suggested that National Assembly deputies and central ministries and departments pay attention to increasing salaries for office workers, officials and employees in order to improve the lives of their families and work in peace of mind. At the same time, voters also proposed the City People's Committee pay attention to allocating investment capital for transport infrastructure to serve people traveling, contributing to fulfilling the criteria for building the advanced new style rural commune. Members of the City's National Assembly Delegation noted the voters' comments and promised to transfer them to the relevant authorities for consideration and settlement. In addition, they also informed some of voters' opinions raised at voter contact. Today, Vice Chairman of Kanta City People's Committee Nguyễn Ngọc Khải had a meeting with Krang District on the ground clearance of the North South Expressway to the east of Kanta Kama section. The project has a total planning area of 54.3 hectares with a length of 9.28 kilometers up the route from IC4 intersection to Võ Nguyên Giáp Street at the roundabout to Keku Port, including IC2 intersection with a scale of about 29.7 hectares. The total number of affected households is about 550 in 13 areas of 4 wards, including Tân Phú, Phú Thứ, Thường Thành and Ba Lan. Grand District has established a site clearance council and a project management board and land fund development together with the locality and investor to deliver and receive the site clearance landmarks in the field for the whole route. Currently, Grand District People's Committee has issued 124 notices of land acquisition of about 7.7 hectares of area. At once, some cases are in the area of land acquisition in order to zone activities and conduct compensation and resettlement arrangements for affected households. However, presently the measurement work is slow because measurement sheets have not been completed. Some households have not signed yet. On the other hand, the price of compensation is also a problem to go on hiring agreement. Today, the Faculty of Economics, Kentucky University coordinated with concerned units to organize an international conference on investment and development for agricultural markets and rural tourism in the Mekong Delta. Attending the workshop were Professor Dr. Trần Ngọc Hải, Vice Rector of Kentucky University, Professor Dr. Andres the First, Director of FNF Germany, and representatives of domestic and abroad universities. Mekong Delta is the key agricultural production area in Vietnam. This is also an area with great tourism potential. However, due to many reasons, the Mekong Delta has not been properly exploited. At the workshop, experts analyzed and proposed many solutions in order to arouse the potential and develop the agricultural product and tourism market in the Mekong Delta, such as market solutions to stabilize the prices of rice for farmers, the issue of organic agricultural development, and consumers' tendency to approach clean agricultural products, local marketing elements associated with tourism, impact of destination image on visitor satisfaction, so on and so forth. That's all for the English News of Kentucky Radio and Television Station. Thanks so much for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.